We live in studio, Captain Brian Andrews with the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, and also Commander Matt McMurdo with the Star Valley Search and Rescue. Captain Andrews, Commander McMurdo, how are you guys today? Thanks for coming in.
You bet, Dal. Not a problem.
Well, yeah, thanks, Dal.
Yeah, you betcha. So as we get into this morning, we're going to talk some things with avalanches and safety and trainings that's being offered through the search and rescue. But Captain Andrews, if I may get on my soapbox here for just 1 minute. I, it's snowing last night. It was about, I don't know, 6:30 or something. It's dark. It's snowing. And I passed a car with no lights on. I kid you not. They didn't have a single light on in their car. And I was with my 10-year-old daughter, and I said, just so you know, when you turn 16, if I ever catch you driving a snowstorm with no lights on, you are banned for life from driving. So, turn your lights on, people.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of a very dangerous situation there, and I'm not sure why. I mean, especially when you're out in the snow like that, why you don't have your lights on, because you can't really see anyway with as much snow is going out there. And, you know, it's very dangerous, and it's something that if we see that, you know, we're definitely going to make a traffic stop on that vehicle and just say, hey, turn your lights on, because it's hard for everybody to see around you and everything else. And people just need to slow down and pay attention, really.
And a lot of times you think your lights are on with those automatic lights, right? But they're not. So you gotta flip reach
that
down there,
sure,
and flip the switch, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Captain Andrews, appreciate you stepping in studio today, and Commander McMurdo coming in as well. Wanted to have you guys on to talk about some of the avalanche stuff that you guys do training wise and preparedness wise, both for the search and rescue and also for the users in the backcountry. So, Commander McMurdo, let's start with you, and as we head into this time of year, equipment and training that the search and rescue has and goes through, how do you guys prepare for the winter season?
So right now we're switching our packs over to our avalanche packs, our airbags, and make sure we have our shovels, probes, and beacons have fresh batteries in them. And then we will actually go out behind our building and we will bury stuff out there and just practice with our beacons, our probes, and then just kind of teach each other how to shovel and switch so we're not wearing each other out.
Yeah. And of course, guys are all volunteer, and so it's not just the volunteer time to go out on the calls. It's the volunteer time to practice and prepare, like you were just talking about.
Yeah. Yep. There's a lot of volunteer hours that go into this, and we have a lot of our members have actually gone through a lot of avalanche certification classes up in Teton, and some went to Island Park last year to get like AVI 1, AVI 2 certified, get some really higher certification so we can bring back and teach the unit plus people in the valley.
Perfect. Now, as far as those that are out recreating in the backcountry, there's so many resources available to make sure that they're ready too, correct?
Yeah, there is. The biggest one is the JH Avalanche. That one you can look at every morning. They normally have it updated by 7 a.m., and that'll let you know the avalanche conditions. Like today's is considerable with all this new snow, and, I mean, the avalanches can come in at 1 to 3 feet deep or deeper.
Now, you talked about the training that you guys go through with the volunteers and the search and rescue themselves, but you guys do some trainings as well for the public. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so we actually have a training coming up January 20th down at the Thane Community Center with Dan Adams and Jason Blair. They were a big hit last year when we did it in Alpine, so we invited them back, and they graciously accepted, and they do a great class, as you guys know. They're always out, and they see the conditions all the time, and they have some really good stories about them being buried in avalanches themselves.
Now, for those that aren't familiar with it, Dan and Jason, who are they, and what qualifies them?
So, Dan runs the Next Level Riding Clinic out of Alpine. He also goes around the U.S. teaching avalanche classes. He's just getting back from a bunch of classes up in Montana, he's out every day in it, and he can read it a lot faster than everybody else just by looking at it.
Perfect. Commander Matt McMurdo with the Star Valley Search and Rescue in studio today. Tell us again the details on that training, Matt.
It'll be January 20th at the Thane Community Center, starting at 6 p.m. till about 9, and then Saturday we will be meeting in the Upper Smith Fork parking lot and actually doing hands-on training till about noon.
Perfect. Any pre-registration for that, or do you just show up on Friday, Saturday?
Nope, everybody's more than welcome to just show up and participate, and it'll be a good time.
Perfect. Anything else regarding avalanche safety and awareness that you feel is worth mentioning today?
Just make sure everybody's prepared. You know, there's the beacon check stations at in the Grays River parking lot and the Smith's Fork parking lot. And always take your stuff. It can happen at any time.
That's Commander Matt McMurdo with the Star Valley Search and Rescue. Captain Brian Andrews with the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office also in studio. And Captain Andrews, not just Star Valley Search and Rescue, but Lincoln County Search and Rescue and Kemmer. These guys are always ready to go. It doesn't matter what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. These guys are prepared. They've been trained, so if anything does happen, they're right there to help out anybody. And I've just thrown out there as a sheriff's office point of view that when people do go out in the backcountry, you know, let people know where you're going. I mean, it's a big thing when let your family members know how long you're going to be, because sometimes they'll start calling us, you know, way before time a lot of times because they don't tell anybody. I would just make sure people know where you're at. You know, be prepared in the backcountry if you do get caught back there. You know, a lot of people have these SOS devices that if they do get caught back there, they'll send out a text message that helps us locate them, helps search and rescue locate them. I mean, there's a lot of things out there that, you know, be prepared when you go back there. If you're going in the backcountry, check the avalanche dangers, be prepared, and if you have to spend a night, you can survive a night out there if you're prepared.
Perfect. That's Captain Brian Andrews with the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office and Matt McMurdo, Commander of the Star Valley Search and Rescue. Captain Andrews, while we have you, anything else happening in the Sheriff's Office you feel is worth mentioning today?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, coming up on the holidays, we're in mid the holiday season right now, and you know, a lot of people go out and celebrate Christmas and stuff like that, so I just like to plug out there of, you know, if you're going to have alcohol at your parties, then, you know, get a designated driver. Don't drink and drive. Buckle up and be safe out there. You know, it's this time of year where we do have a lot of slide offs and accidents, and it's important to be safe out there and give yourself time when the roads are slick.
Absolutely. Well said. That's Lincoln County, with the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, Captain Brian Andrews, and Star Valley Search and Rescue Commander Matt McMurdo. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
It's all part of the weekday wake up on SVI Radio.